talking with...
My name's Vinny Lyman. I am I'm a special educator in Baltimore City.
And...
A veteran as well, yes.
Vinny Lyman of Baltimore. He's a U.S. Army veteran with two tours of duty in Iraq. After his military duties were over, Lyman returned to his pre-Army job, teaching special education in Baltimore. He is also a first-time playwright who recently won a big award from Arts in the Armed Forces. It's a group that performs plays on military bases around the world, and it was founded by actor and veteran Adam Driver.
This year we decided to do something new and establish something called the Bridge Award, which is a $10,000 grant to anyone in the military, either current or former, to write a play about anything. And after hundreds of submissions, we pared it down to just one, a play called War Stories by Vinny Lyman. Vinny is a teacher in Baltimore. He's married with two kids. He did two tours in Iraq with the 101st Airborne Division.
What was your reaction?
I was, you know, thrilled. I was very excited. It's a, you know, a great opportunity. And just not being familiar with the theater world, it's all new. So it's exciting on that level, too.
Lyman says this really is a new experience for him.
Well, I've been a writer for a long time, but I've never had anything published. I've had a lot of things rejected, but that's not the same. I came across an article in the New York Times about Adam Driver and art in the Armed Forces and their the Bridge Award, and I thought, you know, that's something I can do. I'll give it a shot. I haven't written a play before, so I figured it was something I could have a chance at. And so I wrote a play and submitted it, and here we are.
And it's called War Stories. What is it about?
It's about a group of soldiers telling war stories, sharing their memories of combat, and it adds up to a portrait of one platoon's experience from the war in Iraq to what happens when they come home.
Arts in the Armed Forces didn't just give Lyman the award. They're still working with him on the play.
They did a reading at Juilliard of the play just for the purposes of, like, troubleshooting and editing and seeing what worked and what didn't.
Were you nervous?
It was a bit nerve-wracking. I didn't sleep well the night before, but it went much better than expected. I think everyone was a lot happier with it than I was, and maybe that's because I'm a perfectionist. But everybody, you know, was really kind and had very helpful advice. So it was my first time seeing my own work performed, so that was inspiring because I could see what popped and what clicked and then where it dragged. I think asking an audience to sit through an entire play that's just guys telling war stories on a stage could ask a lot of an audience's patience, so I feel a little obligated to make it entertaining isn't the right word, but rewarding of their time. So I'm working on editing the play now.
There's a reading of War Stories scheduled for the fall in New York. We were talking with Vinny Lyman of Baltimore, special education teacher, U.S. Army vet, and winner of the first Bridge Award from Arts in the Armed Forces. I'm Jude Lindley.